Good morning, brothers and sisters, in the name of the Lord, for this beautiful and very historic church of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你们好。在这个很美丽的早晨，能聚集在这样一个有历史意义的一个教会里。
I've been speaking in the different churches in Hong Kong and mainland China for many years ago.
很多年以前，我有机会到世界各地去。讲道包括在香港和大陆
I remember right now the three self churches in mainland China is 15 years ago and I remember so many underground churches in Beijing and in Xinjiang and Shenzhen and different cities in mainland China
15年前我有机会去大陆那时候去三次教会那里讲道我有机会去了北京沈阳山东还有其他一些城市
Even though I don't understand Chinese perfectly, but I could write Chinese script. That's why I was able to communicate with many Chinese in mainland China.
尽管我不会说中文，但是我会写，所以这也是我可以跟在大陆的弟兄姊妹有机会用写的方式来交流。
I do know only a classic Chinese script, but today the modern Chinese don't know classic Chinese. That's sometime I got a problem of communication.
那我会写会的那种写写的方式是繁体字那我知道现在大陆都是用简体字所以有些时候也有些困难
Today as I look at hymnals and the Chinese Bible I couldn't read that most of this Chinese Bible is modern we call Kanzi it's a simplified one
我在看我们今天的中文的那个诗歌本还有圣经的时候我可以读出中间很多的但是我现在韩国所用的那个语言已经是语音的那种语言和这个正式的写的方式的是用汉字的不太一样了。
I'm so honored and privileged to share with you the word of the Lord today.
我很荣幸今天有机会和大家分享神的话语。
I want to thank you for your prayer and your support because 19 Korean hostages in Afghanistan were released in a miraculous way.
我特别想感谢大家的祷告和支持为着在阿富汗的19位人质韩国的人质的祷告。
By the generous offer and the prayer coming from your church that the couple of people gathered together for the 5 days for the releasing of the Korean hostages several weeks ago.
在几星期前我们教会因着几位弟兄姊妹的发起我们有一个五天的联合祷告会在这个教会为着韩国的人在阿富汗的人质问题。
By that time, the most of people believed that the Afghan Taliban would kill Korean hostages because they are missionary. And none of us believed that the perfect number of hostages could release by their hands.
在那个时候大家常常会想可能那个阿富汗塔利班的那个基地组织会把所有的人质都杀掉因为那些人质他们是宣教士那个时候我们很难相信这十九位能够安然回国
As we gather together in your church to pray every night and I just sent my letter to the whole world so that they may pray together for the release of the Korean hostages
在那个时候我们开始在这个教会的联合祷告会同时我有把email message 送给全世界各地让他们知道我们有这样一个祷告会
Numerous people from the different cities in this country like Chicago, Seattle, Houston, Dallas, Atlanta, Los Angeles and many cities pray for the release of the hostages
同时在这个美国的各个城市芝加哥Seattle, Houston还有其他的一些城市都有很多弟兄姊妹在一起为这个人质的事情祷告
And many nations like India, China, Korea, Japan, the Philippines, and the United Kingdom, even many nations in Africa pray for the freedom of these hostages as well.
甚至在很多国家包括日本韩国英国印度还有其他的还有非洲的一些国家的教会都在为这个事情在积极的祷告。
And after our prayer that we offered up to the heavens, and God opened the door of the hands of the Taliban, that the entire the hostages were released in a miraculous way.
因着弟兄姊妹的祷告，神打开了天上的窗户，他为这些十九位人质开了门，让他们能够安然地回去了。
So on behalf of Korean hostages, I want to say thank you, and I feel like a real brotherhood coming from this church, and I am indebted by your prayerful endeavor and your sacrifice as well.
所以我想代表那十九位韩国的人质向大家表示衷心的感谢，你们在这个过程中所显示的对韩国弟兄姊妹的那种兄弟姊妹之爱让我非常的感动。
And then let me explain a little bit about today's passage, how the book of Zechariah chapter 8 verses 20 to 23 talks about.
那首先我想解释一下我们今天的这个信息为什么我们要读撒迦利亚书八章二十到二十二节。
This passage is talking about the city of Jerusalem, that many different cities and even inhabitants of the different cities, even different nations coming to the city of Jerusalem and say that the God of Israel is with you. I want to hear from you and listen to you and even want to see that the Almighty God is with you in the city of Jerusalem.
那这几节圣经我们所读到的讲到耶路撒冷这个城有很多的有列国列城的人们都来涌向耶路撒冷来说，因为以色列你们的神真的是真神在你们中间，我们想要来向你们来也寻求这位真神是谁。
As you understand the ancient IsraelThere are a lot of different gods in Gentile nations like India and in Europe and in Asia and so many countries worshipping the different millions of gods and goddesses. So, but in Israelites believe only one God, God of Almighty.
我们需要了解的是在古时在以色列古时的时候外邦人包括在欧洲在亚洲有很多的国家他们所敬拜的都是各种各样的神是众神论那唯有以色列人他们是敬拜唯一的独一真神
And this passage is talking about the great revival that will show the power of divine empowerments and healing and miracle that many different nations and people and tribes will come to the city of Jerusalem and they will say that definitely God is alive in this city.
那这几节圣经所讲到的就是因着神在以色列民中所行的奇事那列国列邦的人都知道他们都涌向耶路撒冷来寻求说你们这位神是真的神。
Even though you hear this passage, you could not believe because when Zechariah received this prophecy from God, the Jerusalem was barren, Jerusalem was abandoned, Jerusalem is the place of very marginalized inhabitants, not better than any other nations at the time.
我们可以一个很这里可以看到很奇妙的是在撒迦利亚在领受这样一个意象这个预言的时候耶路撒冷这个城是一个非常不起眼的小城市它是一个被遗弃的一个非常落后的一个城市。
If you read this Bible passage today, you may say to me, Oh, Eliza, I can believe that before there was a revival in the city of Jerusalem in the time of King David or in the King Solomon.
如果我们读这些圣经的话，你可能会对对我说 ，Elijah， 我可能会了解，如果是在大卫或者所罗门的时代，有这样的事情发生是可以理解的，不是在这个时候。
But I can't believe that in the time of Zechariah, how could it happen? Because this is a barren city. This is not good Jerusalem city like before.
但是我真的不可以理解在撒迦利亚这个时代的时候耶路撒冷城还能发生这样的事情因为这个城市已经是被遗弃的
As you understood that how the city of Jerusalem was established it was not long long time ago it was time of King David
如果我们来回顾耶路撒冷城是如何建立的这要上溯到大卫所罗门的时代
This city was located in the place of the Hebron and also it's a high mountain in order that they can protect from Gentile attack.
耶路撒冷城是在坐落在一个依着一座高山旁边的一个平原上。
And then King Solomon built the temple of the Lord in the high mountain, which is now called Jerusalem, the city of peace, that means the place of peace.
那所罗门王就在那个山顶上建了一个耶和华的圣殿。那耶路撒冷这个名字，它就是是一个和平之城的意思。
When Israelites abandoned the mighty God and worshipped other gods, then God uprooted them and made them exile in Babylonia for a long time, it's almost 7 years.
那当以色列人他们背弃神，在敬拜其他的神的时候，神就将灾难临到他们，所以他们被掳巴比伦70年之久。
The name of city of Jerusalem became the city of shame. The name of Jerusalem became the place of inhabitants of the wildlife, not the people.
那之后，耶路撒冷城就成为一个羞耻之城。
In this time, the prophecy came upon the prophet Zechariah. This city will be the place of the many nations and different tongues and tribes that they may see that God is with you.
就在这个时候，耶路撒冷城被弃的时候，撒加利亚这位先知他发出这样一个预言，就是耶路撒冷城要成为列国列邦都要涌向的一个城市。
I believe this Bible passage in two ways.This prophecy was fulfilled in the time of Pentecost. And the second one, it will be fulfilled somewhere in our modern time.
我相信这几节圣经有两层含义，一节是在五旬节的时候这样一个预言被实现，另外一层意思就是在我们现代教会时代的时候，这个预言要被实现。
On the day of Pentecost, when the Spirit of the Lord came down at the house of Mark,And the people, about 120 people, will receive the power of the Holy Spirit. And many nations, many different languages came to the city of Jerusalem. And they say that we see that God is with you. And we see the signs and wonders that are happening. This is the true revival, they say that.
在《使徒行传》里，我们可以看到，在五旬节的时候，当那120个人在马可楼上同心合一的祷告，圣灵大大的降临。圣灵降临之后，出现了很多的神迹奇事。于是列国列邦的人来到耶路撒冷来说：“哦，神真的是在你们中间了。”
Because of this revival, and the whole world were able to listen to the voice of the Lord in Europe and Middle East, North Africa were able to get the Bible and the gospel of the Lord, and they were delivered and saved in the name of the Lord.
因为在耶路撒冷城当时所发生的那个大复兴。从欧洲，从北非，从其他的各国都有人，他们因着这样的大复兴，他们能够接受到福音，认识耶稣基督。
In early 17th century in England, and the people were killing one another because of the differences between the Catholicism and Anglican Communion, and also the some of the Puritans, and they were killing each other, and then they were hating each other, and they were looking for the some of the places that they can worship freely without killing one another.
在17世纪初的时候，英国发生了很多的自相残杀的事情，因为很多的意见不同，政见不同，信仰的不同，他们就发生了很多的残杀。那有一批人，他们盼望着有机会能够自由的来敬拜神。
One of the Puritan leaders who was called John Winthrop, recruiting 1,200 people coming from all of the area in England area to go to the new land in order to worship God with freedom and also with the earnest prayer.
那有一个人叫 John Winthrop, 他就带领了1,200个人从英国，他们要来寻求一个自由的地方来敬拜神的地方。
He is the flagship we call Arabella or Abella.With 10 other ships, it's 11 ships, depart England and it came to new land we call New America.
他们那时候就坐了有12艘船，他们从英国出发来到了美国北美大陆。
And it was in 1629, 11 ships embarked in Salem in Massachusetts.
在1629年的时候他们就在麻省的麻省一个地方就登陆。
There was no enough water, and they just, you know, went down to Charlestown because by the time Charles the First was the king of England, so they called the land of Charles. That's why they call Charlestown today very near to the harbor of Boston.
他们刚刚登陆的地方，那个地方的名字叫 Charlestown， 因为当时的英国的国王就是叫 Charles， 他们所以美国当时还是英国的殖民地，他们把那个地方叫做 Charlestown。他们来到这个 Charlestown，
There was no enough water in Charlestown, but a lot of mosquitoes in Charlestown. Mosquitoes.
他们那时候在 Charlestown 没有多少的水，但是有很多的蚊子。
As they looking upon the side from Charlestown, they saw the three mountains, which is so beautiful in their own eyes.
他们从 Charlestown 往外看的时候可以看到三座山非常的美丽。
They moved down to the three mountains. Today we call it Tremont. Because three mountains, Tremont Street, you understand? So three mountains there, the Beacon Hills, and the Cotton Hills, and Pemberton Hills, the place where today is the Boston Common.
后来他们就移到那个三座山那里，他们把那个地方叫做 Tremont。
And the John Winthrop declared that this place will be the city on a hill and the city of Jerusalem, that many people will hear the nations in different languages, will see the revival will taking place in this land.
那时候John Winthrop 他就来到那个地方，他就说我们这里要成为一个灯塔，要成为一个就像撒加利亚书所说的那个耶路撒冷城，要使得万国万民人来到这里来寻求神。
And his followers mostly came from this small town. The name was Boston. Just they named that this the Blackstone, the Shermont Peninsula as a city of Boston.
他跟他一起来到这里的人，他们都来自一个很小的城市叫 Boston。在英国的一个小城市叫 Boston。
After 100 years of John Winthrop, many people in the city of Boston abandoned the living God, and they are very dull, and they are not really worshiping the living our God in the city.
在他们原来自己的那个 Boston 那个城，很多的人都离弃了神，但是 John Winthrop 他非常盼望他们能有机会一起来敬拜，一起来寻求这位真神。
One godly man who was called Jonathan Edwards, the city, the town of Northampton, were grieving in seeing ungodliness, unworshipness, unfaithfulness of the people in this region and pray for the coming revival.
刚才我翻错了一句哈，刚才是尽管 John Winthrop 他最初建立 Boston 这个城市是为着要一起来敬拜神，但是一百年过去之后，这里的人越来越远离神。在这个时候，有个神兴起一位仆人叫 Jonathan Edwards， 他是住在麻省的西部叫 Northampton 的一个地方。
In 1734.When Jonathan Edwards preached about justification by faith in his small town, the people start to weep and cry out because they see their sins and repent from their sins.
在1738年的时候 ，Jonathan Edwards 在一个很小的城镇，他在宣讲一个信息，就是因信称义。在这个时候，有很多的人因着他们悔改，因着他们的罪向神来哭求。
In 1739 until 41, one mighty man of the Lord, the evangelist from England, his name is George Whitefield, came to the Boston and many cities in this area. And again, the great revival broke out in different cities and different churches in this region.
那在1739年到1741年期间，在从英国来的一位神大大使用的一位仆人叫 George Winfield，他在 New England 这一带，新英格兰这一带，也继续的来点起这个复兴的火。
For instance, the city of Boston in 1739, there were only 17,000 population. But when George Whitefield preached the word of the Lord in Boston Common, 30,000 to 35,000 people gather together and see the fire that fall in their heart and they really repent and convert to the Lord Jesus Christ.
给大家就是讲一下一个具体的数字，就可以了解当时的一个情形。当时包森的人口只有17,000人，但是当 George Winfield 在 Boston Common 那里在宣讲信息的时候，有30,000多人聚集在那里，一起来呼求向神呼求这样一个复兴的火。
And when he went to the Harvard Common, we call Cambridge Common, it's just in front of Harvard University, entire students came to the Lord and said, "Jesus is Lord," except the few professors reject the Savior of the Lord in their hearts.Except the few professors.
那同时，当时在哈佛大学旁边的就是 Harvard Common 那个地方，在聚会的时候，那些学生所有来的学生都信主归向神，只有几位来的有几位教授没有他没有信主。
After this great revival, let me tell you about a real story in Scotland. In 1742 to 44, for 2 years' time, entire land of Scotland was on fire by we call Union Prayer Movement.
这是之后，在神又在英国来兴起了复兴的火。在1742年到44年期间，在苏格兰那里有他们兴起了一个运动，叫做同心合一的祷告。
The cities and places such as like Edinburgh, Aberdeen, Glasgow, Short, and many cities and towns in Scotland are on fire, and 90% Scottish people returned to the Lord by this period in 1742 to 44. 90% Scottish people.
Okay. 在那个期间，在苏格兰的时候，在各个城市都兴起了这样一个复兴的火。在那个时候，有90%的苏格兰人信主。
And Scottish, the Presbyterian and the Congregational, the ministers wrote one letter to we call the British colony, which are 13 colony by the time, and encouraging them to pray for the revival again in New America.
那当时在美国的时候有13个州是英国的老殖民地的13个州，在新英格兰，他们在这13个州里面的不同的宗派的教会的领导人，他们也聚集在一起来来接受这样一个从苏格兰开始的这样一个复兴火，在美国继续燃烧。
1744, Jonathan Edwards received a circular letter from Scotland, and he put the passage Zechariah chapter 8, verses 20 to 23, and he said that we expect again the great revival in the city of Boston and the many cities in England. Let us pray together for the coming revival.
在1744年的时候 ，Jonathan Edwards 他收到了从英国那边教会来的这个信，就是倡导来一起同心合一的为复兴祷告。他收到这个信的时候，这个里面所引用的这个圣经的章节就是撒加利亚书8:20-22。他收到这个信之后 ，Jonathan Edwards 他就说，让我们来一起同心合一的祷告，来为这个复兴来祷告。
This prayer movement was called corporate prayer. In other words.The concerts of prayer. And the people, the different people, different churches, get together to pray for the Boston, to pray for other cities, and this united prayer shaped this nation again to long for the coming revival in this region.
那这样一个祷告的聚会，他们叫做同心合一的，或者是联合的同心合一的祷告聚会。这样一个祷告的聚会当中，弟兄姊妹从不同的教会、不同的背景来到一起来为 Boston 的复兴、为新英格兰的复兴来祷告。
And 1806, the name by the Samuel Mills and Byram and Green and five young students from Williams College pray for the missionary movement in this state.
1806年，在 William College 有五个很年轻的学生，他们为这个国家的来送出宣教士这样一个运动来祷告。
The first missionary, we call seven missionaries, were commissioned in this city of the Boston that they were able to go to China and India and even further part in Africa. That was year of 1806.
那在 1806年的时候 就是在Boston这个城市 送出了第一批的 到印度 到其他的一些国家的宣教士。
The first missionary was Adoniram Justin, who went to India and became a missionary in Burma, today Myanmar.
那第一位第一批的宣教士就是他们是最初的就是去了印度。
Harvard University, Yale College, Brown College, Williams College, Amos College, and Smith College sent numerous missionaries to China and Korea, but not by the time Korea, but many missionaries to China and India and Africa.
在当时所比较著名的一些学校 哈佛大学 耶鲁大学 Smith College 还有 Amherst College 还有 William College 还有其他的很著名的大学 他们都送出了无数个宣教士 去印度 去中国
Five missionary agents were formed beginning from city of Boston that we call the American Missionary Society, which is combining five denominations, the Congregationalist, the Episcopalian, and the Baptist, and Presbyterian, and Independent Church.
在Boston也组成了一个有五个宗派的组织所组成的一个宣教的机构。
And then, let me shorten my sermon because I'm not going to tell you all, it's a bit, but I'm going to tell you again that the second greatest revival of the missionary movement broke out in this city again, the city of Boston.
那我长话短说,就是在复兴历史上,第二个最大的送出宣教士的这样一个复兴,就是在Boston发生的。
Beginning from 1880 until in 1905, 10,000 with more 400, that means 10,400 missionaries were commissioned from Northfield Bible Conference just in West Massachusetts to send out their believing young students to spread the gospel of the Lord for all.
1880年到1905年这二十几年当中 在麻省的西部的在 Northfield 这样一个地方，他们就派出去了有一万多个宣教士送到世界各地。
For Korea alone, like Samuel Moffat and Graham Lin and Dr. James Scott Gale and Dr. Vinson, and 80% early missionary in Korea were commissioned by Northfield Bible Conference here in Massachusetts.
那就以韩国为例，韩国的有80%的当时的宣教士都是从 Northfield 那样有一个叫 mission 一个宣教复兴大会那里从那里都送出来的，都是从那里送出来的宣教士。
If you remember the Dr. Morris, John Nevis in Shantung Province, if you remember 70 to 65% of American missionaries in China were commissioned beginning from this region.
如果我们知道在山东呢有一个宣教士叫 Dr. Morris, 还有其他的一些很著名的宣教士，他们当中有很大一部分，50%以上的都是从 Northfield 这样一个宣教，他们宣教大会出去的。
As I look around the city of Boston, for me, this is the city of history. That first missionary movement, the first awakening, the second awakening, the missionary movement and prayer revival broke out in this city and in this region for long times ago.
如果我们看Boston这个城市真是充满了很多的历史的古迹，我说的古迹是指它是 第一个、第二个大复兴所发起的城市，也是祷告复兴的发起城市，也是送出宣教士所发起的城市。
So I want to show you one DVD so that you may see how God brought me to the city of Boston and also how I can confirm the many prophecies will fulfill again in the city of Boston for the coming greatest awakening and revival.
那下面我们会看一下一段录像。 从这个录像可以大家可以看到神是怎么样呼召我来到 Boston 为这样一个将来要临到的大复兴做预备的。
The many people say that the city of Boston is the graveyard of evangelists.
很多人现在很多人都说这个 Boston 这个城市是这个传福音的一个墓地。
But now I can see that like this city will be again the place of revival when we try to pray for the coming revival.
但是我想告诉大家就是当我们一起来为这样一个复兴祷告的时候这个城市要成为引发复兴的一个城市。
Like what you pray for the hostages in Afghanistan, God answer your prayer. If you pray for China, and if you pray for New England, coming from your church, I believe the revival will break out in your church, and in this city, and in this region, and for the whole world.
就像我们为在阿富汗的韩国人质祷告同心合一的祷告一样神回答我们祷告当我们一起来为从我们这样一个华人教会来为这个 Boston 这个城市为整个新英格兰的大复兴来祷告的时候神的复兴就会临到我们的教会临到 Boston 这个地区
When about 2,000 people gathered together at Tremont the People's Baptist Church and I was able to preach among the different people and white people and different people in the church and this DVD was also the casting in the time
那当时在 Tremont 一个教会有2000多位弟兄姊妹从各个不同的教会来了在聚集的时候我在那里宣讲了一些信息那就这个录像呢就是在当时录下来的
Let's watch it, thank you
让我们来一起来看一下
Can you light up please?Down there, the letter.
Yeah. Oh.
God.
Yes.
Prepares His moves, and God prepares His people to receive sort of suspicions of His coming moves. And I believe that this is what is happening in Boston. Men like Elijah Kim and other people who have been visited with this thought.That God is about to do something mighty in this area of New England.
Years ago, some of you may not know this, but I did some music and I did evangelism. And one of the things that I had was a twin-engine airplane that I used for transportation. It was my own for the purposes of the ministry work that I was involved in and doing. I had the privilege of taking Dr. Yonggi Cho.With me and traveling from Canada into the States and just inquiring of him. I had some questions that I wanted to ask of this man, and this was in the very late 70s. And the church at that time over there in Seoul, Korea, that he pastors and has brought leadership to from the late 50s on, had grown unto this almost indescribable number of 60,000 people.And I said to Pastor Cho, I said, what are you going to do?
这个就是在韩国的赵荣基教会，赵荣基牧师的教会有70,000人的。
That place where it's not growing anymore. And he just was praying, just sitting behind me in the airplane, and he kind of was seeking the Lord, and he just thought about it for a few minutes, prayed about it, and then he leaned forward and he said, I can't speak about the next generation, but I can tell you this.That there are a group of us that have committed our lives together that we are going to live in revival as long as we live. And so we have seen the evidence of that. Here he is approaching the 70s.And the church is numerically up almost near 1 million people. The impact of his life and those who have committed themselves to live in revival certainly attest to that. And we have the privilege of meeting in this program a man who grew up was saved in that church. Then he went to the Philippines and he did ministry work there for a number of years. I want you to listen to what Dr. Elijah Kim, who has been brought here to the Boston area, has to say.
My name is Elijah Kim, director of Vitality Project at Emmanuel Gospel Center. I became a pastor at Yale Full Gospel Church 17 years ago, and I pastored one church in Korea and started my ministry in the Philippines 16 years ago. And the church became one of the largest churches in the Philippines. During the time, God has shown me two wonderful visions that I have to do. One is missionary work, the other one is the Greatest Awakening Movement. And God brought me to England again, doing my PhD program, and I was so excited to prepare myself for the Greatest Awakening. And one day, my wife dreamed a dream. She saw me that I was preaching in one place, and there were lots of people, and the manifestations of the Holy Spirit was so wonderful. The people were healed, blind men are seeing, and also the many lame men can walk, and the city became the city of joy. She asked, "What is it?" And the voice from heaven, "Daughter, look up the sky. I will show you one thing." When she looked up the sky at night, there was one sign that blinking, a sparkling letter, making one words in English alphabet, Boston. She was very surprised and asked God, "Why did you show me?" And God said that your husband will go to Boston. I'm going to send him there. Say to him that I'm ready for the revival. So she shared with me on the phone when I was in England. I was really, really stressed because I was ready to go back to the Philippines to start my ministry again. But I prayed, God spoke to me, "Son, I'm going to send you there as a prophet. And I'm going to bring the greatest revival in history in Boston. You can see so many people can come back to me. The city will be a city of the lights. The city becomes beacon and the lighthouse for all of the world. And the many nations will hear the gospel of the Lord from the city of Boston and New England area." So I answered, "Yes, Lord." And he sent me to this city, and I came along. And now I'm expecting the great revival in this city. And I'm sure there are many things that I can share. But one thing, God is ready. So are we ready to take this revival?
Thank you, Dr. Kim. I tell you, my heart was just stirred beyond measure the first time I met Dr. Elijah Kim. And I can't even begin to describe to you, because it's just impossible to describe to you the kind of vast knowledge that this man possesses about revival, about renewal. It absolutely causes many of us who have been pastors, leaders, teachers, evangelists, whatever, some who have studied some of the history, to just listen to him when he opens his mouth and he begins to talk. We didn't even give him a chance to even get any of his thoughts framed. But if you hear that he's going to be speaking somewhere, please make a priority of going and listening to this man of God, because he has something, a deposit to give to us. But let's just pray into this for a moment right now. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for what you are doing in bringing people from other nations, bringing them here to our shores to be able to bless us, to be able to pray for us, and to be able to impart to us a missionary vision of souls being saved, of transformation happening in this region of the world. Lord, we believe that you did it in their nations by the sending of American missionaries to reach out and to touch their lives. And now, Lord, we are the recipients of their progeny coming back to these shores and blessing us. So, Father, we're so grateful for that. We just don't have words to describe it. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. and amen.
As you see, the God has sent the 128 different languages and people to the city of Boston as of now. 120 people groups, you know, were living in the city of Boston. 28 different nations.
Oh, okay. 所以我们可以大家可以看到，神他送请了有128个从不同国家来的弟兄姊妹来到。
As I survey, in Greater Boston alone, 80 languages are spoken in each different services, like Chinese, Hispanic, Portuguese, and Korean, and all different languages are speaking in different services in this region.
在 Boston 这样一个地区，在每个主日的时候，有在聚会的时候，有八十种语言在被用。
Like the prophecy of Zechariah, the more than 10 nations came to the city of Boston. That's exactly more than 100 nations that coming to the city of Boston and want to see for the coming revival.
就像撒加利亚在八章那里所讲的，有十个国家的人要来到耶路撒冷来寻求神的复兴。那我们同样可以看到有100多个国家的人要来到Boston来寻求神要带来的大复兴。
The January the 1st, the Lord spoke to me, Son, prepare for the coming revival in the city of Boston and New England area. And do it so that different people and different nationality will enhance the coming fire from heaven in order the whole world can listen to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那神放在我心里的感动就是让我们来预备这样一个神要将来带给Boston这个地区还有新英格兰的这样一个大复兴。当我们这里复兴被兴起的时候，要将这样一个复兴火传到列国列邦，传到世界各地。
In obedience to the call of the Lord, I fasted for 40 days and nights at Christian Jubilee Church in Marathon in Boston, and the God has revealed a lot of things. That's what is going to happen in this city.
那因着对神的顺服，我在今年年初的时候有40天的禁食，在Jubilee这样一个教会。那神在这个40天禁食当中，神有些启示的一些信息。那么下面会看一下。
I want to show you 1 minute the introduction of the fasting for 40 days and nights. Then, out of 16 clips that I have broadcast to the nation and the whole world, but now you maybe watch just one clip out of 16.
那我等一下会花一分钟时间来讲一下这个40天禁食祷告的一个情形。那在40天祷告当中，神赐给我了有16篇的很短的信息。那这16篇信息都有发向这个世界，这个美国各地还有世界各地。那我们今天所看到只是其中的16篇，其中的一篇。
No sound. No sound.
What this is a tracking of Dr. Elijah Kim through many of the different days of the 40 days, which were the first 40 days of the year 2007, as he was fasting and praying, only drinking water, and just being before God and seeking the Lord for insights and directions concerning the outpouring of God's Spirit and the renewal and the revival that is coming to this region. We invite you to watch this prayerfully. We invite you to send this copy and others out among your friends so that they can also understand what the Lord is speaking into this region. So without any further ado, we introduce to you again Dr. Elijah Kim.
Good day, brothers and sisters. masters. It was 30 seconds of my fasting. I had the hardest moment. I was really, really hard to sustain my body, to kneel down, to walk, even to sleep. So I was struggling just for that moment. And there is no way I can do it. So I just, you know, kept on praying. And suddenly, in a deeper prayer, the heaven was open, and unsearchable, unthinkable, unbelievable things happened to me. Like what the Apostle John saw the last day vision, which was written in the book of Revelation. Everything what I saw is beyond of description. And that moment, I wrote down what I saw, several pages. And the Lord said that this is the things that will happen in the last day. So I warn you, brothers and sisters, don't put yourself in the carnal things or worldly things. Sacrifice your life for the coming King. As long as you can win one soul, do your life to win one soul for Christ. And I want to share with you also some words the Lord spoke to me. This is 36 days. There will be great changes in England, eventually in the whole world. Eyes of people will be opened. I'm going to build up the Christian Complex Center in this region someday. I will do new things in this generation. I need new workers in this new spiritual awakening. Again, I say unto you, you need to pray with a group of people who seek my face in prayer. What you think impossible will be possible someday. Stronghold of Satan will be destroyed. Dominion and principality of intellectualism, liberalism, homosexualism, secularism, religious humanism, materialism, and false ideology will be trampled down by the word of God and prayer. Only prayer and intercession make it possible. Brothers and sisters, we are on the way to prepare for the great harvest. And this is the day that we can dedicate ourselves for the coming King. New generation in this country and around the world do not know about Jesus. They are wondering. And also we need to reach out to Muslims and Hindus and Buddhists around the world. So we need to first pray for them. Secondly, give our life for Christ. And He will use us as a means of salvation, a salvific vessel. May the Lord bless you. And I hope to see you again in the name of the Lord in the last day. Amen.
So let me conclude my preaching today after the 40-day fasting. Yes, you can do it. Thank you.
那刚才我们看到那个那个 Kim 牧师他刚才这个录像哈，是他禁食第32天的时候，所以讲话已经比较 weak。我想花点时间稍微给大家总结一下，这个就是他。这是他16篇信息里面第15篇，就是已经在40天禁食祷告了，已经在最后的，所以他很虚弱。那他所领受的这样一个信息，很短的一个信息，他刚刚开始的时候他就做了一个简介，就是他在这个他生理上他身体上 非常虚弱，非常已经很难站立，也很难入睡，这样一个非常虚弱的一个身体状态下，神给他看到了一些从天上来的一些异象，是他很难描述的，就像如同在启示录里面约翰他所看到那样的大异象，他就扑倒在地一样。但是他大概简略的讲了一下几个就是几点。那一个是就是为了迎接这样一位万王之王万主之主耶稣基督，他要再来，我们要抓紧时间抢救灵魂，我们要抓紧时间抢救每一个灵魂没有信主的人。那第二就是要为这个地区祷告的话，我们要特别要为这个地区大复兴来祷告的话，我们特别要为这个大复兴的来临，我们没有别的办法，我们唯一要做的就是祷告和代祷。那我们祷告和代祷的目标就是要让这个我们的祷告能够将那些这个在这个地区空中掌权的宗教的灵、同性恋的灵、物质主义的灵，还有其他的理性主义的，让这些我们要让神的话语，用神的话语来践踏所有这些的这样的灵，让这个复兴能临到这个地区。那这样我们在这样一个过程中，要让这样神带给这个地区的复兴来临，我们来做这样自己要做的这一份。
Thank you. If you'd like to watch it again, you may be able to click www.praytv.org. Otherwise, you can get also some of the hard copies if you ask me.
如果大家还想再看这个录像的话，实际上我们有个网站是 www.praytv.com.
.org.org
如果进去的话可以有这个可以听到这个信息。那另外我也有一些CD, 如果大家需要的话可以向我来索要。
After 40 day fasting, for me, so many amazing things took place in my life and also in city of Boston and also many cities in this region.
那在这40天的禁食祷告当中，神将很多很多奇妙的事情临到我，也让很多奇妙的事情临到这个地区。
In this video clip, in number 15, I say a little bit about that I saw unsearchable, unbelievable, the mystery of things for the last day, what is going to happen.
那在这个刚才我们看到第15篇信息里面，我提到神让我看到了那些真的不可求不可深不可测的很难描述的一些在末世的时候将要发生的一些事情。
After seeing the end time scenes what Apostle John saw, then the Lord showed one the greatest building like a Pentagon in Washington DC area.
那神给我看到了，就像约翰在启示录所看到一些大景象之后，神又给我让我看到在 DC 华盛顿 DC 那里要发生一个像五旬节一样的圣灵的大浇灌。
I asked the Lord, Lord, what is this? I can't understand this huge building that is established in the city of Boston.
那我也问神，我不能够了解到在Boston, 我看到了一个大的建筑物到底是什么。
This building has 24/7 intercessory prayer tower, like a CNN, the Christian Broadcasting is operating for 24 hours a day to cast to the whole world, and more than 45,000 people came each day and pray and intercede on behalf of this country and even for the whole world.
在这个意象里面，神让我看到在这个大的建筑物里面有27个不同的部分在是祷告室，那有每天有5000多个人要涌向这个地方来为世界各地祷告。
The Lord spoke to me, Son, I'm going to bring the greatest prayer mountainin this city so that 100 different nationalities and languages different people group will come and sing that the God of Almighty, the God of Israel, is here in the city. So I want to show you that I am with you.
神就告诉我说，这样一个祷告山在Boston， 让这个地区成为列国列光。 从很多的国家来的人，他们要来到这个地方来寻求，就像我们在撒迦利亚书8章所看到的那个耶路撒冷城一样。那些人他们要来到波斯来说，神真的是和你们同在，我们要来寻求他。I
believe the fulfillment of the Zechariah chapter 8 verses 20 to 23 will be the place of city in Boston with this prayer mountain.
我相信。 神在撒迦利亚书8章20到22节所预言的，在耶路撒冷城所要发生的，就要发生在Boston，这是借由着在Boston这样一个祷告山，这样一个祷告的地方所要完成的。And
just 2 days ago, with the Prayer TV President Brent Glaspie and also Gordon Conner Administrator John Runyon and me went to the city of Lynn in order to see the possibility of opening studio for Prayer Television.
Went to Lynn?
City of Lynn. Lynn. There is someone place.
Oh, okay. 那前几天，在两天前，我和Prayer TV的总裁 还有另外一个弟兄，我们来到另外一个城市，叫另一个城市。The
purpose of this Prayer TV is to bring different churches and people group to pray for the coming revival. And as I realized that the place was owned by one Chinese brother, the Raymond Lee.
我们三个人在祷告的，在一起聚会，就想来讨论一下怎样来有一个这样一个祷告的一个地方。 Prayer TV 这样一个组织，他们的目的就是要带来大家一起同心合一的一个祷告。
And apart from the Prayer TV, also I didn't have any single money, like single centavo, but however, by faith, I am trying to draw the master plan of this prayer mountain, which will catering the several hundred thousand people to together. So we are ongoing process. Making scoffing, programming, and master plan and blueprints of this great facility of Prayer Mountain someday soon to be opened in the city of Boston.
700,000?
Several hundred thousand people.
这个地方要会容纳有几千个人的可以一起祷告的地方。
And also in October 20th, the 600 different ethnic groups will gather together at Grace Chapel in Lexington to praise God. Before this was a land of Native American, secondly land of white population. Now the land of multicultural, different ethnic group, different people group. So 600 different people group will come and rejoice in the beauty of God amongst the unity of diversity. And this is going to be also the stimulus, the moments for the revival.
600
leaders, yes, will gather together. At Grace Chapel in Lexington.
那下面的话，在那个Lexington 的 Grace Chapel 那个教会，我们要举行一个联合的一个聚会，从不同教会来的有600多个教会的领袖，从不同的背景、不同的种族来的这些牧师，我们会有个聚会。我们要让这个 Boston 这个地方不是成为一个只是一个白人或者是一个某一个种族的，而是一个多种族的一起联合的一个这样一个地方。
I believe in the coming 5th or 6th year, there will be great fire which will fall into the city. But I consider myself to prepare for this coming revival this year and the next year and the 3rd year. So we need prayer team, we need intercession, we need our sacrifice to prepare ourselves for the coming revival in this region.
我们可以看到，在5-6年以后，这样一个神的要带来大复兴将要临到这个地区。但是下面的1-2年、3年，这个中间，我们要做的就是我们自己个人的生命要有一个大的复兴，我们要加入这样一个代祷行列。
As I came to your church last time, I believe that the God is going to bring His fire into this church so that your church will be a firehouse again, not only for the Chinese community, but also the many nationalities that they may see the revival coming from your church as well.
那上次我来到这个教会的时候，神就给我一个感动，就是神要将这个复兴临到这个教会，让这个教会成为不只是中国人的祝福，而且是祝福多国多方的一个教会，要成为一个有这样一个复兴火点燃的一个教会。
Let us rise up again in the faith, and let us rise up again in prayer and intercession for the coming revival that your brothers and sisters and your sons and daughters and grandchildren and even other nationalities will come together to praise the coming King, the name of Jesus, and He will be honored from your prayer.
让我们起来，在信心中站立起来。我们起来来祷告，来代祷，让这样一个复兴的火临到我们的教会，让我们教会来能够预备神要给这个地区带来的大复兴。让我们参与在其中。If
you believe so, would you like to say amen?
如果你相信这个，让我们来说阿门。Let
us pray.
让我们祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your beauty and your redemption. That we are saved by your grace.
我们在天上的父，谢谢你，你是这样如此的美丽。谢谢你的救恩，你是将我们从罪中救出来。The
reason the brothers and sisters are here in this beautiful sanctuary is not by accident, but by your providence for the coming revival.
我们弟兄姊妹在这样一个美丽的这样一个教堂里面，并不是因为偶然，而是你有你特别的预备。I
believe that you will revive this ministry to ignite fire for the Chinese community and also the many different nationalities in this country, even the nations around the world.
我相信你会复兴这样一个教会，不仅是为着中国的弟兄姊妹，也为着各国的弟兄姊妹。
For the coming revival, I sincerely pray for the brothers and sisters in this ministry. Open their hearts to seek your will and pray day and night for this preparation.
为着这将来要临到的复兴，我特别为这个教会的弟兄姊妹祷告，求你兴起他们祷告的生活，让他们为这样一个复兴能够昼夜不停的祷告。Bless
Reverency and bless the Deacon Verse, the bless the brothers and sisters in this ministry, that they may be able to prepare one place of revival. That every nation and even different people group will hear the greater fire coming from this sanctuary.
请你来祝福师牧师，还有执理师会们，还有我们的其他弟兄姊妹，让这个教会成为有复兴火燃起来的地方，使得各国各地的人们，他们要来到这个教会来知道神真的是在我们中间了。And
also, Father, I pray for the brothers and sisters in China. That they are growing in faith and in numbers as well. So may your name be glorified and continue to increase the number of believers in China.
我也为在大陆的弟兄姊妹祷告，求你来增添他们的数目，也增添他们的信心。From
America and China, Lord, send out the millions of missionaries to back to Jerusalem. The where the gospel is definitely needed, Father, bless this country.
从美国，从中国，是吧？求你来，成千上万的，成百万的宣教士到耶路撒冷，让那个城市能够归向你。When
China will rise again to send out missionaries, the Central Asia, the Middle East, North Africa, and many nations can hear the gospel from Chinese brothers and sisters.
求你来使用中国的弟兄姊妹，让他们能够差遣宣教士到不同的国家，到非洲，到中亚，到中东，不同的地方来，让那地方的人们能够听到你的福音。
For your great awakening and revival, Lord, bless this Chinese Christian church of New England in these great calling.
因着你要将来将要带来的大复兴，求你祝福纽英兰中华基督教会的弟兄姊妹们。
I pray all of this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督得胜的名祷告。
Amen. Thank you.
Now it's time.